That fell out of fashion. That's last year. You treat me so. I think we're good.
Back in five. Hello, Brian Moran on the Evergreen stage. Take it away.
Thank you.
Saturday, we're burnt out, and then on Sunday we go home. So I'm not sure what this is. We're 4 days into a 5 day run here. So here's one called I Breathe In. I love you.
and liberate.
Every few minutes, stuck
pops up on my screen. I don't know what it means. Since I've seen much news, they're trying to confuse me. I'm nervous. I got a whole new crowd of me, so nervous. They check my social feed, watch TV on my phone. I'm afraid to be alone. Can't conceal my gun. They say this land is free, but they're taking aim at me. And I'm nervous, I'm just saying. This country's so divided, so much is undecided. We surely will be tested when Donald Trump's arrested. And I'm nervous, I'm a whole new kind of need. So nervous.
Are, and right as the song's starting, and I found them in my vest pocket, which I don't usually. This is a new thing, wearing a vest, so I'm just a little bit confused up here.
It's past your bedtime.
It's past my bedtime, basically. Anyway, we're going to play a song from a newer record that came out last June, I believe. It's called Cup of Sugar. This is the title song. It's about neighbors. I had my guitar. Jen and I were touring in United Kingdom and Ireland for about a month, and we got back on the 12th. But my guitar just got back on this last Monday, finally. It took a week to get home, and it's nice to have neighbors because it showed up on the doorstep, and we weren't there to get it, so she went over and got it. It's also good to have a fence between you and your neighbor.
Is poor. some western tourist trail. I cut his grass when it gets tall. I told him I'd take in his mail. And in this world there's lots of trouble. It doesn't matter where you are. Jesus said to love your neighbor, but you don't have to go that far. I try to pick my battles. I don't want to start a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. I'm gonna walk around the fence between us.
We all know each other, but maybe you don't know us. And over on the five-string banjo from the great state of Florida, living in Nashville like the rest of us these days, please make welcome Mr. Corey Walker. Corey's got a wonderful new solo record out. He's been playing around with the East Nash Grass. You check him on out. And online he asks many questions and gets funny answers. Over on this little fiddle from Wisconsin, and we're so proud to have him with us. He's one of the great distinctive fiddle players in the music these days. He's played with so many of the greats, and we're so happy to have him with us. He's the kind of guy that can paint himself into a corner with his improvisations, and then he can escape right at the last second. Please make welcome Mr. Shad Cobb. Back on the bass, the upright, the doghouse, the acoustic string bass, whatever you want to call it. He plays it the right way. He's the kind of guy, if you can't have fun with him, you can't have any fun at all. And we have a club called the Bub Club, and we're all members, and I'm sure you are too. Mike, welcome Mr. Mike Bub on the bass. At least a woman I met in Kansas at a festival, and then saw her again in Colorado, where they called her Jan from Kansas. And she was a registered nurse for most of her adult life until she met me and decided to become a musician. She started dating and she moved to Nashville and started calling her Janicee. And as of 31st of July 2021, I called her Mrs. O'Brien. Make her welcome, Jan Fabricius on the mandolin. Jan and I were in Ireland 2017, and we were at a festival there called the Fiddle Fair. Stayed up late at night and played music and probably drank a little too much and that kind of thing. And then after it was over, we decided to take a break into a quiet section, went across the mountain into County Kerry, and we were staying at a B&B, and it was the kind of place where there's mostly sheep live around there, very few people. We asked the woman to serve us our tea, a nice gray-haired older woman, said, "Are you from right around here?" She said, "Oh no, I was born 2 miles from here." So I married a local man and they still don't accept me. Anyway, we took a jaunt in our rental car. It was May, beautiful spring day, and everywhere on the hillsides were beautiful newborn lambs jumping up and down. Here's a song called "Little Lamb, Little Lamb." That's springtime.
I won't be young again, wouldn't understand.
know the living and dying. Walking on hand in hand, you wouldn't understand. She sees you're doing fine. Here we'll go by. So I'll have it once again. You wouldn't understand. Little Lambert land, little Lambert land. Looks like streaking back around all the hillside. You jump it up and down. This is my heart. See you scamper once again. You wouldn't understand.
Theme here. I learned this song from a Mike Seeger record. One of the great heroes in acoustic roots of music, Mike Seeger. And it's probably one of those shape note kind of hymnal songs. I'll do it for you. It's called If He Said If You Love Me, Feed My Sheep.
see then the fools are straying in the cold. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep.
Well, we have an anniversary coming up in Nashville. 11 months ago, had a tragedy at the Covenant School, and we've been writing songs with Tom Paxton, the wonderful, iconic Tom Paxton. He discovered Zoom during the pandemic and has not looked back. Co-writing by Zoom enabled him to meet up with people he'd never had a chance to, you know, be in the same room with, and realize that nowadays you don't have to do that. So we've been writing songs with them every other week, it seems like, and I have a big pile of songs we need to get out. This is one commemorating the Covenant shootings, and it's simply called Covenant. Sounds really good in here, folks. Give the sound guy a hand. Fiddler Shad Cobb, we're all going to get a chance to pick on this one. all the old great old timey tunes. And I'll just let Shed tell you the story. It's an instrumental. You just have to know what it's about. You need know what the title is. Sugar in the Gourd. Well, Jen and I were visiting some friends, and they were going through a tough time. They seemed to be locked into an unfortunate situation, and as we drove away, Jen was at the wheel. She was kind of silent for about 5 minutes, and then she shook her head and said, "She can't." And I said, "He won't." And we both said, "They'll never." So we didn't write this song about that couple, but we think that makes a good country song. She can't, he won't, they'll never.
She gets in.
Tom Paxton, and it's kind of the style of gospel music we think of as a guilt-free gospel. All the message and none of the mess. And we actually recorded this for a record that's coming out sometime this year of Tom Paxton's songs done by various bluegrass artists. And anyway, here's one called "He Took Me In."
was there. You didn't have to, but you took me in. You took me in from the rain and snow. I was all alone, no place to go. In heaven above now, they surely know. You didn't have to, but you took me in. Yeah, you took me in. Yeah, you took me in.
Thank you, folks. We got one more for you. We appreciate you being so attentive, and we'll be back tomorrow night around the same time. We're thinking of trading set lists with Mighty Poplar so people can hear both bands' songs. But we're going to be outside in the lobby with some CD merch and also some LPs. They told us they lost, the record pressing plant lost a $100 bill on one of the CDs, so we're going to be out there trying to find one. Here's Corey Walker to sing another song about springtime coming. Let the horses run. Thank you.